And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 7th of April, 2014. It's the birthday of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, born in Minneapolis, 1890, who became a lifelong crusader for the preservation of the Florida Everglades. She wrote a book about it, Everglades, River of Grass, came out in 1947, in which she wrote, "There are no other Everglades in the world. Nothing anywhere else is like them, their vast, glittering openness, the racing, free saltness and sweetness of their massive winds under the blue heights of space, the simplicity, the diversity, the related harmony of the forms of life they enclose. It is a river of grass." It's the birthday of Billie Holiday, the jazz singer, Philadelphia, 1915, born Eleonora Fagan, never professionally trained, but by the time she was 18, she'd been performing in many, many clubs. Got her big chance with Benny Goodman's band. Her career took off. She went on to work with Artie Shaw and Lester Young. Studs Terkel saw a performance of Billie Holiday's in 1956. He wrote, "When she went into Willow Weep for Me, you wept. You looked about and saw that the few other customers were also crying in their beer and shot glasses. Nor were they that drunk. Something was still there, that something that distinguishes an artist from a performer, the revealing of the self. Here I be, not for long, but here I be. In sensing her mortality, we sensed our own." And it's the birthday of William Wordsworth, the poet, born in Cumbria, England, 1770. He had four siblings, the children orphaned when he was still a student in grammar school. He loved to take long hikes. Wordsworth went on a walking tour of Europe, left college to do that, hiking through the Alps, found inspiration in nature, spent some time in France during the French Revolution, fathered a daughter there out of wedlock, went back to England, became a close friend of Samuel Coleridge, and together they published Lyrical Ballads in 1798, poems about nature written in the real language of men, as Wordsworth called it. Here's a poem for today by Tom Hennen, Plains Spadefoot Toad. Toads are smarter than frogs. Like all of us who are not good-looking, they have to rely on their wits. A woman around the beginning of the last century who was in love with frogs wrote a wonderful book on frogs and toads. In it, she says, if you place a frog and a toad on a table, they will both hop. The toad will stop just at the table's edge, but the frog, with its smooth skin and pretty eyes, will leap with all its beauty out into nothingness. I tried it out on my kitchen table, and it is true. That may explain why toads live twice as long as frogs. Frogs are better at romance, though. A pair of spring peepers were once observed whispering sweet nothings for 34 hours. Not by me. The toad and I have not moved. A poem by Tom Hennen, Plains Spadefoot Toad, from his collection Darkness Sticks to Everything, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. And by Anchor Bay Entertainment with August Osage County, directed by John Wells and starring Meryl Streep and Julia Roberts, on Blu-ray and DVD April 8th. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.